Argentina hopes for a yes vote on a record-breaking aid package and a country with 1.3 billion people that's running out of water. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. First, though, U.S.-Chinese tariffs might not have hit yet, but the rhetoric is already having an impact. Some experts argue the uncertainty itself is like a non-tariff barrier. Meanwhile, currencies in emerging markets have definitely seen a sell-off. Piotr Matis is a currency strategist at Rabobank.
We've witnessed a broad sell-off across emerging currencies. So far this year, the Turkish lira definitely is one of the weakest ones. But what we've also noticed is that currencies that previously coped better with global risk aversion, like South African rand, started to be under selling pressure as well.
How does a sell-off affect those countries?
When the currencies are under selling pressure, inflation in those EM economies is likely to increase. Majority of EM economies import commodities, oil, gas, and so on. And the fact that the dollar strengthened broadly against EM currencies indicates that inflation in various EM economies may accelerate, forcing central banks to tighten monetary policy. Turkey is a very good example. You have double-digit inflation there. But other central banks in Hungary, Poland, where inflation is relatively low, will have to seriously consider the possibility of raising interest rates.
What's your outlook then for the rest of the year, given that at the moment, certainly, the trade tensions show no sign of going away?
We are skeptical that those external headwinds for emerging markets will ease in coming months. We have rising risk of a full-scale trade war. We also have the prospect of the US dollar remaining strong. So essentially, the dollar is likely to remain strong against EM currencies.
Piotr Matis, let's do the numbers. Global markets are higher. Shares of GE are set to open down 2.5% after news it will be replaced by Walgreens in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Shares have shed more than 75% since 2000. And India's postponed what would have been its biggest ever privatization after no buyers came forward for the state carrier Air India. The International Monetary Fund votes today on whether to grant Argentina $50 billion. The money is crucial to showing markets the country can contain a run on its currency. The BBC's Daniel Gallas has more.
The national currency, the peso, has lost more than a third of its value since January. President Mauricio Macri has been trying to save Argentina's failing economy with a policy he calls gradualism. That means slow reforms instead of big shocks to the economy, but the IMF now wants Argentina to pick up the pace. In exchange for a $50 billion loan, the country promised to balance its budget by 2020. That's 1 year ahead of its original schedule. The main task for President Macri will be to cut public spending with tax and pension reforms, but it won't be easy. Already next Monday, unions are taking to the streets in a mass protest. IMF Director Christine Lagarde has shown great support for reforms in Argentina, but reforms will require unpopular measures by Mr. Macri, who plans to run for re-election next year.
Daniel Gallas. Water is scarce in India. Its 1.3 billion people cope in different ways. In the desert, trains fan out to deliver water to remote villages. In urban slums, people fight and are injured or even killed as they fight to fill their buckets every day. Middle-class residents pay more for water than they pay for gas. Even in the Himalayas, home to ancient glaciers, cities are now running out. Davina Gupta reports from the historic town of Shimla.
It's almost noon in the popular tourist city of Shimla. School children and college students are taking out a water protest march. They are pleading locals and tourists who come here to save water. There has been a 50% water shortage. Many households don't have water for the past 10 days.
Tourism is the main source of income here. Around 30,000 people visit Shimla every day from different parts of India to escape the summer heat and enjoy the green scenic hills. Almost 60% of advance bookings have already been cancelled. One such hotel owner, Mr. S.S. Kaushal, has been forced to hire private water tankers at a premium.
They also blackmail the people, you know. They say this is the time that we are in need and therefore exploit them. We are paying, I think, at least now, 50% more than in the past years.
Back at the city square, Tourists tell me how hotels are asking them to ration water.
Our hotel has asked people not to use bathtubs and have removed its taps. You can't wash your clothes and drinking water is only given once.
There are 150 employees at this travel agency. And its owner, Karun, tells me that they have even banned tea for employees to save water.
Tea is something which we've stopped because we don't have that kind of drinking water to make tea.
Experts say that minimal rainfall, higher temperatures and less snowfall last winter are to blame. But they also say mismanagement as well as development leading to rapid deforestation could have made things worse. It has just started raining here. But that hasn't stopped the city's leaders from looking at alternative sources of water for the future. The city's mayor, Kusum Sarde, tells me that the only solution is to now divert water from a major river. But for now, locals are saving each drop of water that they can to tide over the crisis.
Davina Gupta. Meanwhile, folks, sodas in Europe might soon go flat. CO2, normally a byproduct of ammonia plants, is running out as low prices cut production. Water in India, sodas in Europe. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.